Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Good morning.
It's 9:18. Let's keep removing. It's time for your morning dump part D.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump part D brought to you by Pump.
Dad.
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-77. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Hunter, good news, buddy. Good effing news.
What do you got?
It's National Beer Day today. That's right. It marks the end of Prohibition in 1933 when alcohol was legal again. People are having drinks today. Could you imagine living during Prohibition? What the hell were they thinking?
Especially back then. You needed booze back then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
More so than ever. There wasn't much. You didn't have a Nintendo. You didn't have a PlayStation entertainment, Netflix to go to. You had a bottle. That's what you had.
Most people didn't have indoor plumbing. And you're going to take their booze away? Come on, man.
It's torture.
No.
Torture.
All these broads in their dresses holding pamphlets saying drinking is bad. It's like, no, come on now. Let me just. I think if I remember the history books correctly, that's what it said. Chapter five, the Prohibition.
They taught you in history.
It was a bunch of broads in their weird big dresses going with pamphlets. Alcohol's bad. That's all it was. That's how it goes.
Missed that lesson in the history.
You must have fell asleep during that one. But anyway, it's not Prohibition. We can get some booze, and more importantly, on National Beer Day, crack open a cold one. Oh man, slam it together. Let's shotgun some beers. Boy, it's
cheers,
been a while.
Man. It's cheers, been a, Brock.
When's the last time you shotgunned a beer? Do you remember?
Oh man, it was definitely on a golf course.
I think that's the only at the age that we're at, the only proper place now for you and I to shotgun a beer
is on the golf course.
Without getting looks from our wives and just society in general. Like, you're on a golf course. It's fine. Yeah.
Why is that? What is the science behind it? You know what it is? It's because all the bros are together, buddies are together, and let's go. You shotgun a beer, man. Yeah. It's been a while. Yeah. I'm away from the wife and kids for a second.
Never ends well. Never ends well, ever. The last time I shotgunned a beer, it did not end well. So we're just going to leave it be. Only on the golf course. So, yeah, cheers on National Beer Day. Lastly, about 5 years ago, Google pretty much gave up on their Google Glass product. But that didn't mean that the idea of smart glasses is going away, because there's some big companies, including Facebook, who are still trying to perfect the product. Dude, don't you think in this day and age that would be a huge thing? We'd see people all over the place walking around. But it's like it was laughed out of existence. No one took Google Glass seriously.
I think they proposed it too early or something. It just didn't take off. Here's what's going on right now with the Oculus coming out or that came out this past season. People are starting to realize, oh my God, this is absolutely incredible. And now all these companies are piling on. So this was the make or break of VR and like the Google Glass, the augmented reality. If this took off, which it did, all these companies are going to pile on, and now you're seeing all the companies. Samsung, Sony.
I'm going to feel like Tom Cruise in Minority Report. Of course I want this, man. Hands-free stuff. You're going to look like a cyborg, dude. I don't know why this didn't take off before. I think you're right. We weren't ready for it.
You know, there's so much you can do with it, too. You know, if hands-free texting. I mean, you are going to look a little weird at first. It's going to be a big old thing over your eye, but
believe me.
It's here, guys.
The hands-free part is very appealing for me. Well, my one hand's not going to be free while I'm wearing my Google glasses. I'm sorry. This is something really cool.
You turn anything and everything into something sexual. It's unbelievable.
This is really cool. It's something crazy technology, and I just got to ruin it. I apologize. I apologize, and that's it. I'll be the only person in society not allowed to have it. Like, sorry, Brock, we've heard your show. You don't get this. Come on, I want the Google Glass.
You're a little messed up. We've heard it.
You
know what you're doing.
Get out of here. Steaming up your Google Glass, for God's sakes. Go to church. Go to church, you degenerate. All right, so beer and porn on your glasses. That is your morning dump, part two. We'll be back.
More of the